they like to call the grand finale of Tovshin Ayin Vav, Sugiv Ger Kotten Matpid on Eisei Aldaz Besdin, presumably my bar mitzvah to Russia. Okay, so there's a built-in problem with tonight's shiur, and that's what we'll be discussing during the shiur, the built-in problem, that it's being said with the das of a cotton, because this is my bar mitzvah to Russia, and I learned it when I was a cotton, and I'm reconstructing the shiur, so it's the das of a cotton. So that's what we'll be talking about, the das of a cotton and the das of a gadol. Now, as I said in the publicity, that I learned this bar mitzvah drasha from my father's notebooks from Kletsk, which you can pass around. So my father had a beautiful handwriting. I can't believe he wrote this during the shiur, especially since Baron Kotler is very famous for having spoken a mile a minute. Shai Moshe, I'm saying my bar mitzvah drasha now, don't bother me. So I learned it from this. So around now, here's the funny thing. I had to reconstruct the shiur. Why did I have to reconstruct the shiur? Because, you know, you have these things and nobody looks at them. They're sitting in boxes. So the boxes are in my brother, Oliver Shalom's attic. So I sent my nephew up to look through the boxes to come up with the notebook that had the sugya of Ger Kotten. So you know there's a joke, why do you always find something in the last place you look? Because when you find it, you stop looking. So he found the notebook on the sugya of Ger Kotten and he stopped looking. So he brought me the wrong notebook. Because the shiur that I said for my bar mitzvah was in a different notebook that also had, let's keep this a secret, I didn't tell my nephew that after his hard work he had to look for a long time in the boxes in the attic, and at the end of the day he brought me the wrong shiur. So what did I do? So they actually, because I don't remember it, I have to admit, sorry pops. So they printed Reb Aaron Shirim in Mishnas Reb Aaron, and my father Shalom's notebook was one of the notebooks that they borrowed in order to print the Sefer Mishnas Reb Aaron. So I looked in Mishnas Reb Aaron on Ksubis, which there is Baruch Hashem, and I saw basically the Bar Mitzvah Drasha there, and I sort of remembered it. As I said, it's a das of a cotton. A cotton can't be made but godlo Mishnah Ksubis. A cotton can't be made even when he's a godol. He can't be made on what he saw when he was a cotton, because the das of a cotton is not so clear, which is what the shiur is about. So even though now he's a godol and he's saying what he saw when he was a cotton and he's being made now, but the picture he has from when he was a cotton is a meshubashtika picture. It's not a good picture. So that's the shiur tonight, is Meshubish with the das of a cotton, even though now they tell me I'm a gadol. Not that kind of gadol, that I'm not. Nobody has ever accused me of that. So in fact, some people I'm a supig about even the more plain meaning. My father had a beautiful hair, even when I was growing up. I'm not gonna pass it around now, I realize, but I'll leave it. Even when I was growing up, my father, Oliver Shalom, always used a fountain pen. To him, a ballpoint pen was like instant coffee. You know, the people that they wouldn't dream of drinking tea from a tea bag. Like, that's not tea. We had a guy in Yeshiva by Ravaba from South Africa. He couldn't, he would go crazy when we used tea bags. Like, that's not tea. So it was instant coffee also for people who understand coffee. But now we're living in a door because now you buy Mr. Coffee, and I'm not so sure what that is. But anyway, my father always used a fountain pen. And now I said, with a fountain pen, it's mamish, every writing is calligraphy. So when I was growing up, even he used a fountain pen. And he had a beautiful handwriting, but I can't believe he wrote this during the shiur. Because Rav Aaron Zatzal talked very, very quickly. And I can't imagine that he wrote so beautifully with a speeding bullet shiur. So I don't know, maybe it's he took notes, b'shas ma'isa, but I know he didn't copy from the Sefer that's printed, because they copied from his notes to make the Sefer. So, okay. So I did try, in keeping with, it shouldn't be false advertising, I tried to keep to the shir, to the bar mitzvah drasha, that I said as best as I could remember, since I didn't have the original notebook in front of me, and I went to the shir and the printed Sefer. So I did the best I could in terms of remembering what I said, and Bezos Hashem. Okay. So there's a sugi of Ger Cotton, Matbilan also that I was based in. And Toisus is searching. All the Rishonim are searching. Do you have a case of a Ger Cotton Medioraisa? Right? Everybody's grappling with that issue. Since it's a posuk that implies that there's a Ger Cotton, it's Shchiyah, so we have a case of a Ger Cotton Medioraisa. So we start off with the Tshuvas HaRosh, and the Tshuvas HaRosh says, how do you know Ben Yud Gimel Shon is a Bar Oinshin, Aval Pochos Mikan Lo, so Dak Yaloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, Shiyurin Chatzitzin U'Mechitzin is Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, that there are Shiyurim, this much you're a Godol, everything, we know that the Torah is a legal system, primarily. And in fact, the Gemara, I'm not sure if it's a tzushtel. I'm not going to speak out things I didn't say by the Bar Mitzvah. I'm going to say things to try to clarify them more than they were clarified. No one was listening then either. It's okay. The Gemara says that's the way it is. Mem saw yatoivolin. Mem saw chaser kurtov, you're not toivolin. It's a shir. It's a shir. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Even though it's based on kol gufo, is covered by the water, and here it's based on das, as we'll see. But there's a shir of yud gimel shana, and that's the shir, and that's the kitzla, and bashalosh biyasabia, bentes biyasabia, saris. All these things halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's the tshuvas harosh. Okay. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, is talking about a Ben Noyach, and he says there that Ben Noyach is not governed. He Lechora says that Ben Noyach is not governed by the Shiurim, which would make sense that Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, we had it actually in the Menchas Chinuch Shiur a few times already, that the Shiurim was said to Bnei Yisrael, as is implied by the words Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and the Torah was only given to the Yidden. So the Bnei Noach are not governed by Shiurim. That would be, the Rambam says that Bnei Noach are not governed by Shiurim. He gives two examples of Shiurim, though. He doesn't make it into a... Well, he does. So he says this Pruta, the Chayav by Gezel on Pochos Mishove Pruta, Mashenken Yisrael needs a Pruta. Bnei Noach Sheb Gozel Pochos Mishove Pruta, is Neherogin Aleha. Then in the next halacha, halacha Yud, he says, on Eva Menachai and Bosa Menachai is Kol Shehu. And then he says, Shelo Nitnu Hashiurim Ela LiYisrael Bilavad. So that's a pretty clear statement. So there's no Kazayas, there's no Pruta. Pruta is more problematic because maybe you get into the union of a person's Moichel less than a Shavit Pruta. So that is, let's put that on the side. So if you add up the Tshuvas HaRosh and the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim, you're left with the question, what is a Katan and a Gadol by a guy? Do they have this concept of Katan and Gadol? Presumably they do, and we'll see Beferish, that the Rambam says Beferish they do. So what is the Shear? If you say that they don't have Shearim, and if you say that's Rambam, and you add that to the Rosh, that there's no Shearim, that Ben Yud Gimel Shon is also a Shiur, and the Rambam says Shiurim is only to Yidden, so what do you do when you come to a Goy? So some say, and this would be, some say that Enochanami, so the Koiveya of Godless by, Enochanami means that the Koiveya of Godless by a Goy is if he has Das. I don't know, Das, as we'll see, Das covers a whole spectrum of of words. It's intelligence. It's the ability to make the decision, understanding, the ability to be machlit, experience. All these things go into das. But assuming the, so we have to assume, according to these shittas, that the das is that Pashut, he knows what's going on. That's all, like a very, I would call it a low level of das, that he understands. He's not a shogeg, he's not an oines, he's not a pesi, he's not a pesi bioser, and he's not a shota, and he has whatever das is needed, that we say he understands. And so a yid has a shear that he has to be a gadol, which we'll explain, and a goy, that's how some say. Because even a goy, if he's shogag, he's potter. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Beis that a goy is also the din of shogag. So, I'm sorry, a different Rambam says the din of shogag, a goy is a shogag, you don't punish. Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, and so there's the din of shogag. So the proponents of that shita is really. Rav Aaron did not say these Maram Kaimus that I'm saying now. The Chasam Sofer in Yerideya, Simin Shin Yud Zayin, says that Nishalti, what's with a goy, if Shirim are given to Yidden, so he says, Hey Shafti, that because Ainshum Svara, Lanosh Latinik Ben Yomo, then he's an Oinus. So by Ben Noyach, and by Noyach, the Rambam says also, you would say, Peter Kitana Oinus who? It's like a mitzius, we'll call it. And I mean, the bezin has to judge if it's a pitoy ktana einasu. I don't remember who said it, but I remember pointing out that it says pitoy ktana einasu. It doesn't say rotzon ktana einasu. A ktana can have rotzon, and it's not einas. That's if enfus, something called Rambam, I think. It's only a pitoy that's called einas, not a rotzon. Akoponim, but so the Chasam Sofer says a guy also has a din of Pitrik Tan Oinasu, and also would be a Shaita, and it's not Mustavra that a Katan Ben Yomo is Mechuyev. So you have to have Seichel Shalim. So as long as he has Seichel Shalim, he's a Gadol, because there's no din Shiurim. That's what the Chasam Sofer says in the Chuvin, Yerideya, and the Menchas Chinuch echoes that in Simen, in Mitzvah Chavov. He says this in a few places. Katan ben Noach ain't a dome of Katan Yisrael. Katan Yisrael is till he's 13. Vavosh shtei Cyrus. V'chol zeh halacha l'moshe misinai. Kimavur benida. V'ayin tshuvas harosh. He brings down the tshuvas harosh. Menchas chinuch. That's shiurin. Shiurin is only the Yisrael. Rambam says. And v'vadai halacha l'moshe misinai is only the Yisrael. So therefore, by a guy, it's not totally in Shonam Cyrus, it's totally in Bezdin's estimate if he's a Bendas or not. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch says too. This is what Rav Aaron Zatzal brings down, is a Rashba in Chulin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which I don't think I gave as a Maram Malkum. The Rashba says that it's, even though many places in the Shas, it says Cheresh Shaita V'Katan is Lav B'nei Deya Ninhu. You'll have that phrase, which we'll see as Hashem. But the Rashba says it's not technically always true. It would depend on the level of Katan. But when you find that you need a Miut for Katan, which you don't always have a Miut, and you don't need a Miut for someone that's Lav B'nei Deya, but the reason you would need a Miut for Katan, the Rashba says, is because Katan Ben Tesha Ben Esar Ben Eser could easily be a Ben Das, V'yadeya B'tiv Chalitza, he understands what he's doing. So there you would have a Pasuk being Mamayit Katan, Ish V'lo Katan. But certainly, the Shear of a Gadol is not a Shear in Das, because Das he could have. That's L'chora what the Rashba says. This is in consonance with Menchas Chinuch and Chasam Sofer. They say it. They're talking about that therefore a goy who has das is a gadol automatically. The Rashba is talking about a Jew, but he's talking about the very fact that you need a special miut it's not a, you can't always apply the sentence that a cotton is lav b'nei deya. So you have a miyut ish v'lo cotton. That's the Rashba. So that gadol goes beyond the idea of having das and not having das, but a gadol and a cotton. That's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's the shear of gadol and cotton. And so you have a miyut ish v'lo cotton, but there's nothing to do with it. You can't just say and always apply the din of lav b'nei deya ninu, because sometimes he has deya. Jumping ahead to the end, I'm going out of order now, but it doesn't matter. It would be relatively simple to come up with a case of cotton, a ger cotton. Why? You have an intelligent cotton, and he comes to Bez and he says he wants to be a ger. He's 11 years old, 12 years old, 12 and a half. He's very intelligent. They give him an IQ test. I don't know if it's telling an IQ. They talk to him. They see he has seichel. So they magayer him. He has seichel. He's a according to the Menchas Chinuch and Chassam Sofer, there's no problem. He's a gadol. As a goy, he's a gadol. Boom. The minute he becomes a Jew, he has gone into a time machine, and he's now a cotton, because he's not 13 yet, because now he's Jewish, and he's governed by the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And he's not 13. Presto bingo, you have a ger cotton medir raisa. So l'chor, it's simple. So we're going to now say why it's not so clear, like the mincha. Maybe it would be true according to the Minchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer, perhaps the Rashba, that it would be easy to come up with a case of ger cotton. But it's not so simple, and it's not so muskum, this idea, which seems to be iron clear, that when you add together the Rosh and the Tshuva, and you add together the Rambam, in other words, you put together that the Yud Gimel is a shear in Godless. Shearim is only, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And that shear is also halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is only for Yidden, not for Goyim. So you end up with the Chassam Sofer in the Minchas Chinuch. But it's not so clear. That's what the Baron Zatzal apparently developed in the shear, that it's not like that. First of all, he says, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Paragid Halacha Beis, talks about a katan, by a guy. Ein onshin katan, l'fish ein on b'nei mitzvahs. That's his lashon. Loi katan, loi cherish, loi shayte, l'fish ein on b'nei mitzvahs. He says, so Rambam, first of all, is saisim that katan. So it's katan. There's a thing called a katan. It's not so posh just to say that when the Rambam says katan, he just means someone without das. It's not mustaver. Second of all, he went further because the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Beis, has a whole list of. He defines many, many terms in Perek Beis Hilchos Ishus. That's what Perek Beis is about. When you're a cotton, when you're a gadol, when you're a saris, when you're an islandess, this, that. He has a whole bunch. And then in the very last halacha, in halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Nimtzu, kol ha-shemos shebiyarnu in yonu b'shnei prokem elu esrim shemos. I explained, I gave a definition in these first two prokem of Hilchos Ishus, 20 terms. Kiddushin, erva, shnia, isolavin, isarasei, ketana, naira, bageris, islandis, simetaklin, simenelion, cotton, godol, sirishama, etc. Sim kol ha-shemos ha-ela lu moscha tomid. Remember these definitions. Don't forget them. That's not a good translation, but you'll forgive me. Right? You have this is your dictionary, these first two programs of Chazishas. And from now on, I'm just going to use the terms, assuming you remember, or you could look up what the word means. Now, the Rambam seems to say that throughout the Sefer Yad HaChazakah, whenever he says the word katan, he means as per the definition in the first two, in the second parakeet, which would mean that when he says the word katan by a goy also, it's the same definition. Yud Gimel Shana, Cyrus, that's what it would seem. First of all, Mistam Vorov, that he uses the word katan, and it's not just a question of the words. Because really, according to the Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Chinuch, which is how I'll refer to it, it's not really a vort of cotton. You're not really talking about a cotton. You're talking about someone who doesn't have seichel, like lav b'nei deya, like a cherish and a shaita. It's a way to say, And it's below a level even in Metziuti. That's why there's no din of a shir. You just deal with the reality, and he doesn't really chap what's going on. And if he does chap what's going on, he's called a gadol, legabe whatever chalois or whatever he's involved in. But the Rambam, it's not so simple to call that a katan, to just refer to that person as a katan. A shaita we can understand, a cheirish we can understand. I'm not even sure if there should be a din of cheirish by a goy, according to them. Also, a cheirish you would have to determine, right, the level of das that the cheirish has. But the Rambam says katan, so that means there's something about a katan. There's some idea of a katan, a minor, not just another way of saying something that doesn't have seichel. Yeah, he does. He says the shear of cotton by a guy is someone without seichel.
So
I'm questioning. Yeah, we're questioning. Call it the Rambam wouldn't use it that way. We're questioning the use of the word. It's not really a word of cotton. And second of all, what makes it even stronger is the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus that says when I use this term throughout the sefer, he didn't say except for Hilchos Malachim when I'm talking about a Ben Noach. So L'chora, that would seem to be the case. An even stronger point Rabbi Aaron Zatzal makes is that in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam is talking about the ability to be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. Right? A goy has an ability to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and it's no longer an Avodah Zarah. He makes it into a piece of garbage. Oversimplification, but that's how we'll refer to it. Now, a katan can't do it. Now, the Gemara, that's the Rambam's Makar, tells a story that they walking by and they met a katan and they asked him to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. And when the Gemara says over the din, the Gemara says, Shema min atlas, and Shmamino, it says Yodeya Bativa Voidazoro Misham Sheho Mavatel, Vishaina Yodeya Bativa Voidazoro Ena Mavatel. That's how the Gemara describes the din. The Rambam, the story is a cotton. That's the story. The once upon a time of the story in the Gemara is a cotton. When the Gemara it says a cotton. He says he yes the cotton to be Mavatel.
Then he went to a cotton.
The story in the Gemara is with a cotton. The Shemamino of the Gemara is not that a cotton can't be mevatel. The way the Gemara says over the din is Eina Yodeya Bativa Vodazora Eina Mevatel. But when the Rambam says the din, he Vaita says cotton. He changes the Lashon HaGemara when he says the din, and he just says a cotton can't be mevatel. He understood, that's. So the question is, Bishlama, if you would learn the Rambam and you would say, let's say you have a cotton that's Yodeya Bativa Vodazora. So you would be, Bukhari, you're reading the Rambam, you would have to say he can't be Mavato. The Rambam says a cotton. The point is, the Rambam deliberately changes the Lashon HaGemara. That's what you have to conclude. If the Chassam, we'll call it, if the Chassam Saifim and Chaschinuch are right, we'll use that Lashon, then the Rambam had no reason to change from the Lashon HaGemara. He could have stuck with the Lashon HaGemara, because it's all the same thing. So why go away from the Lashon HaGemara? But like this, it seems like the Rambam wants you to understand the Gemara, that even though it says a Lashon of any Yodeya, but to get in the Kiddushin, the real point is a cotton. So it would seem that there is a din cotton, something called a cotton by a guy too, and it's not synonymous with any Yodeya Bativa Vodazara. But the Gemara says that is the din, so it says also. Okay. So the beer is as follows, Byron says. I didn't say it. I'm saying it the way I understand it now with the das of a gadol. Hopefully, but again, it might be Mayid Begodlon Masherah Bekotlon. Even though I learned through the Mishnah Sevarah now as a Gadol, but it's like a Dayan paskening a case when he heard the case already from one Baldin, so he suspect that in his Seichel he already absorbed the case listening to only one Baal Din without the other Baal Din able to refute it. So when I looked at the Mishnah Sabara now, it could be I had in my mind the way I understood it then. So everybody, I know nobody cares. So maybe my father, Olam HaShalom, is listening to me now. I've been rebelling against him ever since the Bar Mitzvah. So I'm going to say it the way I understand it. And if you look at the Mishnah Sabara, he doesn't use these words. The Rambam explicitly talks about that there's no din kazayas and no din pruta. Now, even though we're familiar with the term that ain achila ela b'kazayas, but maybe we mistakenly think that the point is one of echus. You know, it's not really called an achila unless you eat a kazayas. It's a nishkan achila. But that can't be true because, you see, less than a kazayas is a chatzishir. But it's still the chefza de yisura. So obviously you're being oichel, except it's kamos. How much do you have to eat? Ein achila of the Torah to be mechayiv yumalkus ela bekazayas. It's not defining achila, but it's kids are kamos, not eichos. Very simply put, even pruta, the Mefarshi Rambam say that a chatzi pruta is called a chatzi shir. You're not allowed to steal less than a shavu pruta because it's a chatzi shir also in a Torah. So you're talking about. It's also to steal. It's also to eat. Machalos asuras. So how much can't you? So without any halacha l'moshe m'sinai, even a kosher who you're not allowed to eat. Eating is eating. Stealing is stealing. Comes the halacha l'moshe m'sinai and says you need a certain shear. You need an amount. That's how much you have to do. Of them, says the Rambam, and other such shiurim. So a guy doesn't have the shear. But when it comes to Das, the Rambam holds, the din of godless cotton and godol is primarily an inyan of das. When the Gemara says in so many places in Shas, so it's not like a cotton, like a minor can't buy cigarettes in a store or liquor. You know, it's not a. It definitely is a degree of das, but it's a degree in echuti of das. You know, it's certainly true. The Rambam holds. The Rambam holds avad etzavort and das, not like the Rashba. It's certainly a din of das, and we have to take the Gemara seriously, meaning the lashon of Gemara seriously, which the Rambam rather always does. That's another shmooze for another time. And it's lav b'nei dayanenu. That's a shir and echus. In other words, as I said, das incorporates many words. I try to think of a few words like understanding, intelligence, decision making, life experience, clarity, havana. Like it's a whole spectrum. So when the Torah says a kotlin is no good and you need a gadol, it's a definition of how of das. Of echos of das, you need that and the best raya is really, I think, is like mapiton bay Cyrus. Like bay Cyrus is physical maturity. So, by me, it's poshut. I don't know. To my understanding, it's poshut that the physical maturity bespeaks an emotional maturity, a seichel dikah maturity. It's not that the physical is a manifestation of a maturity that the person has reached. And if you, like, that's how Hashem worked it out. And if you're not physically mature, like, well, why should Beis Cyrus? Like, I always wondered about that. Teretz is its maturity. And maturity is Seichel also. That's part of Seichel too. So you need an Echos of Seichel. So since it's an Echos of Seichel, the Rambam, and a Goy also has to be a Bardas. Right? A Goy, it says it, B'Shoigig, or a Shaita, as Chassam Sofer himself says, certainly it's not Mustavra that a Tinuk Ben Yomo is Oiver by a Goy. But the Rambam holds that rule, that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is not said by a goy, would only apply when the shir is a shir in kamus, but the simple, the act doesn't need a shir. You ate, you stole, v'chulu. So you say the shir, how much you have to eat, how much you have to steal, is only by a yid, it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But when the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and it could even be Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai still, but when it defines in Eichus. It defines Seichel. This is what Seichel means by a Yid. So then, also that's what Seichel would mean by a Goy too. Just like the Moshe says, like a Godel's molid and a cotton's not molid. So no one's going to say, I don't think, that by a Goy, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's different. Once he has Seichel, he could be molid. Even though it wouldn't be such a rachotik thing, because it's taka dependent on the moyach. But okay, it would be a very, very big chiddush if the guy with seichel could be mylid and the yid can't be mylid because he's a cotton. But it's that type of thing. So therefore, it's in a dover echusi, it's mistavra that they have the same din. In fact, in other words, even if talocha lemoishe misinai, but you're talking about lav b'nei deya. So you need a level of das. Now, when you say level, that taka might be the machlokes. As the Rashba could hold, or call it the Minchas Chinuch and the Chassam Sofer, that your Porsche talking about kamus. Not everybody has seichel. Once you're 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, so you have seichel. So you know how much seichel you need, as if you could measure, as if it's a davar kamuti. Like you have to eat how much? A kazayas. So you have to have this much seichel. So then the taka would make sense to say, a goy. There's no shear, so he doesn't need this much seichel. He only needs this much seichel. So, the basic seichel of understanding, let's call it. So, but the Rambam could hold. It's always an inyan of echuti. How much seichel? Not how much. Like how much do you have to eat a kazayas? But an inyan like something in seichel is a dover echuti, not just kamuti. It's, as I say, it's maturity, it's experience, it's real understanding. Understanding the ramifications of what you're doing. Can you really make a hachlota? Can you really decide? Can you really weigh the consequences of yes doing it, of not doing it? So this is really all in Eichus, not in Kamus. And the Rambam holds in Svara that the same dinim, the same halacha l'moshe misinai, which is kaveya. I'm not going to give everyone an IQ test. So you have to have a certain kvius of what's called the seichel that works with the araisa, that works. So that would be mistavra that it's the same by a goy as well. And mainly you don't have the simple solution for ger katan, just to get, right? According to the Michas Chinuch, you have a simple solution, but we're going to get to that in a second. I want to talk a little more about, no, I want to do this. I didn't have music by my bar mitzvah. Anyway, this was my Shabbos to Russia. My father, there was no music anyway to play. Everybody was, like you're prisoners now, so they were prisoners then too. Of course, you're recreating my bar mitzvah. Ain't of them Oymer al Daz bar mitzvah to Russia Shaloi. Oh, it's much more than our Boim Shana, oh boy. Okay. Anyway, again, according to Chassam Sofer Minchas Chinuch, you have a simple solution. How do you have a ger katan with your Isa? But according, obviously, if we go with this mahalach according to the Rambam, then you're back to the problem of how do you have a ger katan with the araisa. You see two places, Rav Aaron mentioned, two places where you see that even basic kavona, you'll say, katan has to make a chalois, he can't make a chalois, he can't be koine, he can't be makne. Actually, he could be koine, das acheres makne, but he can't make a chalois. But, so you find in the chulin, that there's a tzad that shechita needs kavana to shech the simonim. It's not enough to be koyach gavra, but you actually need kavana, a maisa with kavana to shech the simonim. And the Gemara says, according to the Man D'Yomer, that's true, which we don't pass in that way. A cotton cannot be shechit, because of lav b'nei deya. And in Gittin, you have writing a get l'shma, that the Gemara assumes a cotton cannot do it, for halav b'nei deya ninhu. And that's l'chayru. There's no chalois there. Shechita is not making a chalois heter on the meat. Shechita is shechita. So you probably need the lowest level of just intention. We'll call it. You're intending to shech the simonim. You're intending to write to get lishma. And even there, the Gemara says that a cotton is lav b'nei deya. So you see. So you see that the halacha l'moshe misinai, even though you're talking not necessarily about making a chalois, but even about basic das, like the most fundamental level of das, of understanding, intention is probably the most fundamental. You know, I'm intending to do this. You see, and certainly by a year that's governed by the halacha of Mishim Sinai, which would seem to indicate it's a dover echusi, that you have the halacha of Mishim Sinai is kaveya, what is a proper das in echus, and therefore the Rambam holds it would apply to a guy as well. Rabbi Aaron then talked about the very interesting he said so you can have this weird case, like it's a good riddle. Maybe we'll tell it to Menucha. What's the Shabbos name? But the riddle is Menucha. So you can be a gadol and then become a cotton again, l'chora. An intelligent guy could be a ger, and then he turns back into a cotton the minute he becomes a yid. So Rav Aaron asked, but when would he be moicha? It says, Igdilu yechaylan limchos. How could could the Gemara be talking about such a case? Could the Gemara be talking about a case, according to the Chazon Sofer, Chaschinuch, Rashba, we'll call it, could the Gemara indeed countenance such a case? Would such a case be that Higdidi Yechaylan Limchos? He says, Varen says, he couldn't have it. Because he would reach 13 and he'd be Moicha. But if when the Macha helps, he'd become a guy again, and Lamafreya, because he's saying it's not a schus. But as a guy, he's been a gadol already for 3 years, and he already said he wants to become a yid. He had enough das to become a yid. So, and we say, once you're a gadol and you're not moche, it's too late. So how could it be, Yisrael Maron, that his macha, when he's 13, could make him again into a guy, if it makes him back into a guy gadol, who wanted to be a yid for 2 years already, as a person with seichel with gadol, so you couldn't have the din of igdilu yechayin limchos. That's what he says. What? Yeah, right. That's he's pointing out that this case wouldn't have a din of yechayin svara. It might not have a din of igdilu yechayin limchos. Now, it's famous that the Rif doesn't paskin Higdilu Yechaylan Limchos. So, there's always a problem in Higdilu Yechaylan Limchos, and then once you become a gadol, you can't be moich anymore. So, like, how do you get that exact second when he becomes a gadol? So, the Rishonim say, Yenachnam, you have to start being moich before and, like, go straight into the night, which we try to do. In the cases we did it, and you go into the night, and you just to give them the ability to be moicha.
I don't understand what that means.
What?
I don't understand what that means.
You start from when he's a katan, and you go into when he's a gadol. Since you can't get the exact second when he becomes a gadol, so you start before, and you go through the time. So you sure have chapterine the minute he became a gadol. Anyway, so Rav Aaron had a whole cheshbon. This is already, it was way too much for me. So the Gemara, here's the problem. I don't know how much you learned the sugya. The Gemara says, the Rift doesn't pass in the Chayin Limchos. And everybody's tome, how could the Rift just ignore a Gemara that there's no Chaylik on the Din? So Rabbi says, because it's totally in this, because if this is the case, maybe this is the case. So he makes it into the whole thing into a machlekes amoiron. Like he goes off making this whole shaila about katnus and godless by a guy. If you look at it as a shiur in kamus, and then he doesn't have shiurim, so you just go with seichel to make. But how is a guy a gadol? So now we lined up the teams as Rashba probably and Minchas Chinuch and Chasam Sofer that a guy is a gadol once he has seichel, and it's not really gadol katon. It's really, you have seichel, and you understand what you're doing or not. Versus the Rambam, who seems to indicate that he does have the regular din of gadol katan. So then Rabbi Aaron makes it into machlekes amoiraim, and Mela Gemara going according to those amoiraim, so you could have igdilu yechaylan limchos, Because if you hold like the Rambam, you could have a Gdilu Yuchan Limchos, right? Because it's always 13. And even Shtei Cyrus. That's really the very, very big Kiddush, that the Goy would even have a din of two Cyrus, because that always seems more. I don't think it's fair. The two Cyrus, I said, bespeaks maturity, which also reflects in Das. So, and a couple of the Gemara is those Amayram, and the Rif Paschal fight the other Amayram, and that's how the Rif doesn't Paschal the Yuchan Limchos. Okay, that's all. You can throw the bags now.
Press Rid says you could be
what?
Press Rid says you don't need to give a mamish.